Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri. Actually, I'm making this at the end of the week that we just passed through, but it's as alive as I can do it because I want to get to you these days with what's happening, what I think is happening, because these are the last days. There are things to watch. We do have a webcast that you can go online and watch, watching the week in the light of Bible prophecy. Now, this week in actuality, Tuesday, as you're driving your car down the road, I am just finishing up the morning session of an eschatology seminar in Osage Beach, Missouri. That's not too far north of, it's on a beautiful lake area, not too far north of Branson at Dr. Larry Ollison's church. He offered it to us for the eschatology seminar. I do usually one or two eschatology seminars a year. Eschatology means studies of the last days, studies of the last things of this age. And I had done the last one on the book of Ezekiel. I thought I might do the book of Daniel. But every time I prayed, the Lord guided me to do it on the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. There are three groups of peoples that the Bible has prophetic words for in the last days: the Jews, the nations, and the church. This is in 1 Corinthians 10:32. Now, we're looking this week at the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. As you're listening to this on Tuesday on the radio, it's the week before, and that's a little confusing even to me. So anyway, don't try to figure all that out, but this is just kind of a preemptory introduction into the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. You know that I wrote a book called The Blood and the Glory. And most of the time that I teach on that book, that I do a seminar on that book, I'm emphasizing the blood. But I want to emphasize this week the glory. I'm going to use this book and read it to you and use it as notes. First chapter, page 1. I was not looking for a revelation of the blood when it came. I was looking for a manifestation of the glory. I had been on a more than 20-year-long Holy Spirit-led study of the glory of God. And folks, now it's been about 40 years. The revelation of God's glory manifested in His church, His body, became the central theme of my ministry and the yearning of my heart. The church the Lord Jesus Christ comes to receive unto Himself will not be a downtrodden, backslidden, weakened church, but will be filled with the glory of God. And this is according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. I heard faithful men and women of God prophesy about it through those years. Reoccurring themes in the prophecies which so thrilled me spoke of signs, wonders, miracles, and even translations. I heard through the lips of more than one proven prophet that even the faces of believers will be so changed. They will shine with the glory of God as His presence fills His temple. When I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, April 1967, that's 40 years now, almost 41. I can remember the glory of that meeting, 1029 North Utica, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's office, Papa and Mama Goodwin, pastors in Pasadena, Texas, longtime Assemblies of God pastors, people who moved in the gifts of the Spirit. And they stood there and taught us day by day on the Holy Spirit and His infilling. It was charismatic days. We were coming in from the churches, the denominational churches, and God was drawing us to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. They were wondrous days. And I remember that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My life changed. My life changed more in receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit in my thinking than it did when I was born again, because I was born again when I was about 7 or 8. And Of course, that was the biggest change, being born with new life. But it meant so much to me when I was a woman of 27 or 28 years old. And there, as we listen to those saints of God prophesy, as we listen to them teach us about the Holy Spirit, then there would come nighttime meetings when the Spirit moved. And He would move upon, let's say, Brother Hagin, Papa and Mama Goodwin, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, Clara Grace. And He would speak to us of how the church would be just before Jesus came. And we knew that this charismatic move that was sweeping all the denominational world had something to do with it. The church was being changed. We were being changed as they were in the book of Acts, as the fullness of the Holy Spirit came into us. And then He would tell us what this would mean, that the Holy Spirit would change us from glory to glory, and that the church, just before the Lord Jesus Christ came, we would be having in our meetings all the manifestations of the glory, the Shekinah glory of the Lord, just like those that were in that book that you bought from us a few weeks ago. They told us their stories. If you didn't get that book, call up and we'll send it to you again for $10. It's the stories of the people at Azusa Street who were children and how they saw arms grow on and legs grow on and teeth grow and come into mouths and blind people see. The things they witnessed as night after night after night, day after day after day, and that Azusa Street revival that went on for 3.5 years. And folks, we're going to have that again. I heard those prophets speak about how we would be walking down the street just before Jesus came, and our faces would be shining with the glory of God, and people would come up to us and fall down convicted of their sins because of the presence of God within us, and because of there would be healings because of the presence of God. Actually, the glory of God is the presence of God manifested. God and His glory, all the universes, takes everything there is to contain Him, and then He's not contained. But He will allow a manifestation of His presence called kavod in the Hebrew. It's a word which means, it's from a root word, kaved. Kaved means heavy. Kavod means heavy with everything good. Splendor, copiousness. And in the Old Testament, the glory of God would be manifested like a cloud, like a smoke, as a fire. It was manifested in the temple. It could be seen going and rising from the top of the temple straight up to the heavens. The smoke off the altar could, rather, not the Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory was kept in a behind a curtain. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we are told that the church of the living God will be filled with the glory of the Lord. And that's what I was looking for when I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. I'm reading to you again from my book. And this is the chapter entitled The Revelation of the Glory and How It Came. Life in the early 70s was busy and happy for me. At home, I was a wife and mother of four. At work, I was editor of publications for Kenneth Hagin Ministries. This minister who had been charged by the Lord, Brother Hagin, to put all his teachings into printed form. My job was to help him do that by editing them into a magazine, The Word of Faith, and books, which now have reached around the globe in multiplied millions. My childhood call to the ministry knew its real beginning, though I did not recognize it as such until years later, when the 8 or so members of the adult Sunday school class of the Friends Quaker Church elected me teacher in about 1973. Every Sunday I taught the good word of God I'd learned in the lessons I had edited the previous week. And in the move of the Spirit, so thrilling in those days, the class grew from 8 to 200 and moved from the choir loft to fill the auditorium. Now, our little town was only about 2,000, so that's a pretty good percentage. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin as you well know, you who listen on this broadcast, based his ministry on the written word of God and being led by the Spirit of God. He walked with the Lord in close personal fellowship and aimed to conduct the ministry in obedience to the Lord's leadings. In the 70s, while I worked for him, he was impressed of the Lord to do something. He was told, "It would behoove you to study all the scriptures on the glory." Brother Hagin did so. And from time to time, as the Lord led, he preached on the glory of God. He made a list of all those scriptures. He usually began the message by simply reading the scriptures which describe God's glory. I remember watching him. Because, you know, he'd be sitting up at the front. I went to every meeting I could get to. I worked for him. And suddenly he'd jump sitting up there on the platform. He'd get his Bible and he'd get out his list. Maybe he was planning to teach on Mark 11:23, but that night the Lord told him, read the scriptures on the glory. And he would just start Genesis and go all the way through and simply read the scriptures. Somewhere along the line, it was always different. Sometimes it might happen when he was talking in there about the temple, when they dedicated the temple. Sometimes it might wait until it got down to Stephen. But there'd come a manifestation of the glory of God rolling in from the back of that church. Pick up the people. There'd be healings. There'd be miracles. Amazing things. The glory of God. This week, our special radio offer is my book, The Blood and the Glory, which I'm reading you a little bit from. For $10, it normally sells for $13. Brother Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, and of course that's the glorious church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. That book normally sells for $10, and we're selling it for $8. So for $18, only by saying I listen by radio, even if you listen online, we have this radio program on the internet, no matter how. If you heard it by the radio program, you can get these books for $18 plus shipping. Just telephone us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We invite you, if you can, to come and be with us in Osage Beach, Missouri for our eschatology seminar. We invite you to get your youth all signed up for our Champions for Christ Youth Rally. The end of July, the 1st of August. We have wonderful things going on. 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim. My heart is yearning for the glory, and I know yours is too. The glory of God to the glory of God. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom. Until next time.